What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, October 8th, 2018, start of a brand new week. And boy, busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to get through on the talking points here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Obviously, today is Columbus Day. It is a federal holiday. The banks and post office are closed. Few more businesses are closed. Most are open, especially in the retail sector. And it's kind of interesting why we call it Columbus Day, because we now know Columbus was not the first European to reach North America. The Vikings did it 500 years before him. And the Vikings, on their eastward expansion, interacted with the Muslims, traded with them, and told them about this large land mass on the other side of the ocean. They, in turn, interacted with the Templars and told them. So the Templars knew it was there as well. And Columbus' wife, as it turns out, was a member of a Templar family. And if you will recall the popular representation of Columbus ships, the cross of the Knights Templar is on the mainsail. So there's a little bit of a history there. A lot of people saying it's time to stop calling it Columbus Day and call it Indigenous Peoples Day because of, well, they were obviously the first humans to reach North America. You know, it's like Columbus steps on the beach and says, I am here for Europe. I am the first European here. And all those other Asians who got there 20,000 years ago, they just don't count here. So anyway, if you are in Florida, they are already starting to order evacuations for this tropical storm, Michael. They're predicting it's going to reach at least Cat 2 hurricane status, winds up to 100 miles per hour. So there's a state of emergency has been declared for 26 counties in the Florida Panhandle and the Big Bend area. So again, poor Floridians, you've already been through this, but you know what to do. Okay. All right. As you probably are already aware, on Saturday, Brett Kavanaugh was finally confirmed to the Supreme Court, and we were hoping that was going to be it. Let's move on to other stories. Sadly, it was not to be. The liberals apparently taking their cue from Hillary, who still can't get over the fact that she lost in 2016. They're out there screaming and crying and wailing and tearing their hair out. Oh, how could this be done? And just getting really radical out there. And a lot of people are now starting to come on out and say, well, you know, Kavanaugh was not the most constitutional choice that Trump could have made, and there are issues with the Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment, all of which are valid and all of which should have been the subject of those hearings. But the liberals just focused on the fact that Kavanaugh might vote against abortion should it come before the Supreme Court again. Nobody really knows for sure how he's going to vote, but that was the fear. And so they just launched this politics of personal destruction where they turned the entire hearing into this circus about all these women coming forward and making all these lurid accusations about things that supposedly happened 30 years ago. And it did turn it into a circus. It made the hearings look cheap. It made the whole process look bad in the eyes of the world. And it's interesting how the liberal media is trying to spin this already, coming on out and saying the Senate votes against women, or the Senate says women can't be trusted. Well, women can't be trusted if they can't back up what they're saying. Neither can men. People lie. That's a reality. And they especially lie for political gains. And apparently, the New York Times on Saturday published an op-ed titled, White Women Come Get Your People. And basically, the op-ed's author, Alexis Grinnell, was attacking Republican women, calling them gender traitors in league with the patriarchy. And it's still going on. Democrats are vowing a day of reckoning coming for the Republicans. And again, all these allegations, we can't trust the Senate Republicans to stand up to Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham is out there saying he's going to take the Kavanaugh fight to the streets. He's actually going to campaign against his fellow senators, which is something he normally does not do. Cory Booker is saying that if, in fact, the Democrats take the House of Representatives this November, which is, what, 29 days away to the election now, that they should move to impeach him. It's not sure that they actually have something they can impeach him for, because he hasn't really started the job yet. He just got sworn in over the weekend, and the liberals were literally clawing at the door of the chamber where he was being sworn in. And other liberals are out there saying, okay, it's time to put this behind us all. Because after all, you know, it's nothing personal, Brett. It's just business. These false rape accusations, don't take it personally. We're just trying to do our job here. I have a feeling, it's only a guess, but I have a feeling that Kavanaugh's tenure on that bench will in fact be colored, if you will, by his memories of how he was treated. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about Kavanaugh's confirmation, and still the noise continues. The liberals are out there, and apparently over on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, one of the writers actually tweeted on out saying, whatever happens, I'm just glad we ruined Brett Kavanaugh's life. And caused a big stir. The writer deleted the tweet and apologized for it, saying it was a tone-deaf attempt at sarcasm, which, no, it didn't come across as sarcasm. One of the big issues, of course, everybody's looking at is how is this going to affect the midterm elections? Obviously, both the Republicans and the Democrats are trying to exploit this. The Democrats are trying to say, we want revenge. We will have our revenge. We will take the Congress away from them, you know. And the Republicans are realizing that this victory for the party, for Trump, is energizing the GOP base. So polls are showing that the gap between the Democrats and Republicans is narrowing rapidly. We've got 29 days more to go, and now the serious campaigning is underway. So we'll see what's going to happen. But I'll tell you right now, I have a real problem with a political party that is campaigning for Congress based on the idea of revenge because they didn't get what they wanted. That's not a good way to be running a government. Interestingly enough, some of the stuff that was going on in the background, over at the University of Southern Maine, there was this professor, Susan Feiner, who literally created a one-credit, tuition-free pop-up course called Engaged Citizenship, in which students would get this credit to harass Susan Collins regarding Kavanaugh. And there's been a huge amount of harassment. Some of the stuff that's gone up on Twitter, it's vile. I can't even say some of it here on the radio because of the FCC. And things like, we're coming for you. Enjoy your remaining days in the Senate. We're going to rip you from that seat. A lot of profanity here. Just vile stuff, absolutely vile stuff here. And public discourse has just gone uncivil to the edge of violence, and that's got a lot of people worried. So let's step back for a second here and pose a serious question. What if, in fact, Christine Ford lied? None of the people that she called as potential witnesses to confirm her story would confirm it. They all said they had no information to confirm it, or they knew for a fact it didn't happen. And we're sinking into this whole Me Too generation where there are still people out there saying that women should be believed. The accusation equals guilt. Even innocence is no defense if you're accused of sexual assault. Now, obviously, in this case, they failed. But what what's to be done about it? What's to prevent the liberals, or for that matter, anybody else, any other female who doesn't like a candidate or doesn't like a nominee from coming on out and playing the same vile trick again? They're going to get a lot of media attention, going to get a lot of money through their GoFundMe account. How do we stop this kind of behavior from happening? And it's reaching hysteria pitch, this idea of women must be believed. And a reminder, we went through this in the 1990s with the militant feminist male bash situation, the rape crisis, which turned out not to exist, and this idea that women had to be believed and men had to be sent to jail, even if there was no evidence of their guilt. And innocent men went to jail. And many of these rape accusations back in the 1990s were finally revealed to be fraudulent. So yes, in fact, women will lie about this. Now, over at the University of Southern California, there was a professor who came on out. His name is James Moore, and he said that, yeah, accusers sometimes lie. And he was out there saying, if the day comes you are accused of some crime or tort of which you are not guilty, and you find your peers automatically believing your accuser, I expect you find yourself a stronger proponent of due process than you are now. And the students are calling for this guy, who's tenured, by the way. They want him fired. How dare you say the accusers lie? We want him fired. Worse than that, get the stake and the kindling wood here. We'll just burn him alive right now. Out here in Hawaii, our Senator Mazie Hirono seems not to understand corroboration. And she's still pushing this idea that she absolutely believes Christine Ford and the other ladies. They don't need to have any proof. The burden of proof was on Kavanaugh, and there was no corroboration that he didn't do any of these things. And she tried to claim there was corroboration of Christine Ford's story, which is an absolute complete falsehood. So Mazie Hirono kind of shot herself down there, saying that women don't lie by lying. But we're seeing our Congress, our politicians, basically descend into an angry mob, a mobocracy. All right. Alan Dershowitz, is being very critical of the ACLU, which, when it was first starting up, it was cash poor and principled rich. And based on the way the ACLU went after Kavanaugh, Dershowitz has declared the ACLU, it's very cash rich. It's never had more money, but it's now principled poor. I guess with enough money, anybody can be convinced to change their opinion. They might use that little method that Christine Ford came up with, self-hypnosis, to change your own memories. Oh, yes, we've always been at war with East Asia. And basically, the ACLU's national policy director and former Democratic Party operative, Faiz Shakir, was asked why the ACLU got involved in the Kavanaugh confirmation fight, and he came right out and admitted it. People have funded us, and I think they expect a return. So ACLU is now a political gun for hire. Donald Trump, of course, has got some very angry words for the crybabies, the snowflakes out there, saying there's this angry mob of radical Democrats, and it's become too extreme and too dangerous to govern. I agree with the too extreme, but Donald, you're the boss, and if you need to govern them, you've got the means to do so. So let's talk about some of the other things going on in domestic politics. I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of Kavanaugh, and I hope this blows over now, because we really had too much of this thing. The big story that has been coming on out, this is reported in The Hill by John Solomon, and he's come on out saying that the redactions to these documents that the FBI and Department of Justice are being asked to release have nothing to do with national security. It's all about saving embarrassment. It's all about saving face. And because they've already admitted this entire Russiagate investigation was quite irregular. It didn't go by the normal procedure. We know that they used that bogus dossier from Christopher Steele to get warrants to which they otherwise were not entitled to. And the Department of Justice and the FBI, they don't want to be held to account for what they did. When J. Edgar Hoover was still in charge of the FBI, his number one rule for all agents is never embarrass the FBI, a tradition which apparently has continued to this very day. Now, there's another article over at the Gateway Pundit saying that some of these FBI and Department of Justice redactions have to do with information that would implicate Hillary and the Democratic National Committee with ginning up this whole Russiagate investigation to begin with. So we're basically, we'd like to see the end of Russiagate, although I'm sure the Democrats are going to be campaigning on it for the next 29 days. There's nothing there. The only international interference that was going on was Great Britain via MI6 agent Christopher Steele and the assets in Russia that he worked with. Robert Mueller has spent months and millions, and he's come up with nothing except a couple of procedural crimes against some of Trump's people that have got absolutely nothing to do with his original mandate. There's no there there. And it is time for that investigation to go away. Now, here is a very interesting story. This came out of Newsmax. Apparently, there was this Republican opposition researcher who raised $100,000 in an effort to hunt down emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's private server. Activities that are under intense scrutiny by Robert Mueller in his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. This came out of the Wall Street Journal. Now, Mueller may be especially interested in the researcher because he implied to those that he tried to recruit for the effort that he was connected to several Trump campaign officials, including Steve Bannon, Mike Flynn, and Kellyanne Conway. And here's where it gets dark. Apparently, 10 days after the Wall Street Journal report, Smith was found dead, and we have all been told it was just a tragic suicide. Yeah, this sounds like a guy at the top of his game. You know, the Wall Street Journal is reporting on what he's doing. He's got the money to move forward. He's in his game. So I'm not buying the suicide. This is another one for the dead bodies list here. Now, as we gear up for the midterm elections, the Democrats who are known to be linked to CIA, which is a lot of them, they're campaigning on a war platform, war against Russia. They're running on pro-war campaigns, and I'm sure that that's part of the CIA's continuing push for the propaganda. It's on TV, it's in the newspapers, the candidates are out there saying it's time for war. I don't know if that might not backfire, because the American people, they're sick and tired of war. They're sick and tired of being lied into war. We understand that all of this Russia bashing is just propaganda. It's no more real than Saddam's nuclear weapons. So, remember when the Republicans were the war party and the Democrats were the party of peace? Okay, Taylor Swift normally doesn't talk about political views, but she has come on out and announced she's going to vote for the Democrats in a post attacking the appalling record of Tennessee Republicans. Taylor Swift was quoted as saying, "Transgender rights are Tennessee values. Vote Democrat." We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the Democrats are still whining and crying. I'm watching on Fox News right now where they're out there. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. You can't impeach somebody just because you don't like them or you don't agree with them. It doesn't work that way. There has to be an impeachable offense. And he's only just started the job. Now, there is this activist, if you will, and author, Molly McHugh, and she's been pushing the whole Russiagate. She's written hit pieces against the Gateway Pundit, Cassandra Fairbanks, Jack Prosobiec, Mike Chernovich, and other conservatives. Turns out is a registered agent of the Georgian government operating inside the United States of America. And according to Foreign Agents Registration Act filings, Molly McHugh has acted inside the United States on behalf of the anti-Russian Georgian government under the guise of a consulting company known as Fianna Strategies, LLC. You got to be careful about these so-called experts out there. All right, let's turn over to the war zones. There's a lot going on there. We are continuing to see clashes between these different militant groups in western Aleppo. And the Idlib militants who are refusing to lay down their arms and continuing their attacks on government forces are being, to put it politely, eliminated. This is coming from Russia's special presidential representative for the Middle East, Mikhail Bogdanov. And he stated that Russia and its partners, including the internationally recognized government in Damascus, have repeatedly declared this position. They're just wrapping it up. Okay. Now, there's a little bit of a stink building between Turkey and Saudi Arabia, and it has to do with a dissident who went missing at the Istanbul Saudi consulate. And apparently the body was eventually found and showed signs of torture and even dismemberment. And this dissident happened to be a Washington Post columnist as well. And this is stirring up tensions between Riyadh and Ankara. So we're getting into an era of wet work, I think. And frankly, given the fury of the Democrats right now, I hope Kavanaugh's robes are Kevlar, because if you look back at the highly suspicious death of Scalia, it's right out of the Pelican Brief. You get what you want, whack a Supreme Court judge. Now, back in 2008, there was this little kerfuffle in South Ossetia. And it involved tanks and a lot of unhappiness. Russia is basically trying to approach Georgia about renormalizing relations between the two countries and say, look, you know, it was 10 years ago, and Georgia is saying, no, we carry a grudge here. The Saudi-led coalition is sending additional forces to Hodeidah to bolster up their forces. And apparently these forces are from Sudan. And the Sudanese servicemen will reinforce troops already deployed there in order to fully liberate the territories which remain under the Houthis' control. Don't you just love the way they use the word liberate? That's not what's going on here. Years ago, the United States staged a successful regime change in Yemen. The people of Yemen didn't like being under puppet rule, and they kicked the puppet government out. That's the Houthis taking back their country. And Saudi Arabia, acting as a proxy for the United States, went back on in to slap the Houthis down and get the people of Yemen to accept being ruled by a foreign-controlled government. That's what's really going on. They're not liberating anything. They're stealing it. Let's call it what it is here. Over in India, in an act of defiance to U.S. domination, India has signed a deal over $1 billion worth for the S-400 missile. They've signed that deal with Russia, and apparently, when the Russians asked about the American sanctions, India said, yeah, there could be sanctions on us, but we follow an independent policy. The problem with sanctions is you overuse them, they lose their fear factor. And I think that's what's starting to happen. Story coming out of Mondo Weiss. Apparently, Nidal Al-Azhar is a Palestinian activist and the director of a local organization that works with Palestinian residency and refugee rights, saying that Trump's policies in Palestine are fueling the rise of a new political movement. They're unifying Gaza. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And finishing up with what's going on with Israel and Palestine, one of the most powerful tools that Israel has developed is the so-called Christian Zionist, who are Christians who are fully supportive of everything that Israel does. And apparently Christian Zionists are now targeting U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority. They're absolutely demanding that the flow of money stop. So much for Christian charity here. Sheldon Adelson is out there repeating a very old piece of propaganda. It goes all the way back to Golda Meir. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. It's just made up to make Israel look bad, which is not true. And if you look at my article on the maps, tell the story. There's all these photographs and maps and everything that documented. And by the way, I'd like to take a moment here to send a thank you to everybody who over the months sent me things like Palestinian coins, postcards, books, real physical paper maps and everything about Palestine before the creation of Israel. And I finally connected with a museum in Palestine and I donated it all to them. So that all of that stuff you sent is now going to be in a good home. Okay, Netanyahu has just announced, or he's just informed his cabinet, that the army is preparing for a possible military campaign against Gaza in case the situation does not improve. What does he mean by that? It means that the protesters stop protesting because it makes Israel look bad to the world. And for the past 6 months, the Palestinians have been protesting peacefully on the border of Gaza as part of the Great Return March. And Israel has just been killing and crippling these protesters. And they want the protesters to go away. And on that basis, Netanyahu is literally going to invade the place. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I have a question for you. You talk about the S-4s that they sell in India. First of all, why do you think the Russians didn't give the Syrians S-4s instead of just the S-3s? The other thing is, I see that the United States is now supplying Israel with more F-35s. I know you've talked about the 35s already.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, do you think these S-3s can take out these 35s, or do you think it's too much for those S-3s?
Well, I'm not an expert on the various systems in there. In answer to your first question, the reason why Russia sent the S-300 is that Syria and Russia had previously arrived at a deal for Syria to buy the system, and Israel prevailed upon Putin to delay the delivery and not allow the missiles in there. And Putin, following the shootdown of that Ilyushin 20, basically changed his mind and said, we're going to fulfill the contract. And that's exactly what happened. And now they have the S-300s in there. As far as what's going to happen when an F-35 actually goes into combat against a modern surface-to-air air defense missile, we're going to have to wait and see. Now, apparently, the Russians have been working very hard on getting around stealth. Apparently, I was correct in my assessment that the lower frequency radar you use, the less stealthy the airframe becomes. Israel's assessment of the S-300 capabilities is based on a very early version that was sold to Greece that Israel somehow got to inspect. We are not really going to know. Given poor performance and quality of the rest of the F-35, I'm not sure I have a lot of confidence in its stealth capability.
The Russians also have stealth planes, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they should sell the Syrian some of those stealth planes. You know? All right. You want to, go tit for tat, you know?
Well, I don't think Syria would be well advised to do tit for tat. I mean, what Putin, Assad is trying to end the war and get back to just running his country. Putin does not want to provoke Israel in the United States. And so what Syria is getting are primarily defensive weapon systems. Yes, the United States is sending F-35s to Israel, which are offensive weapons.
I don't know. It seems to me that until Israel gets the message that they will themselves face a certain amount of destruction when they attack other countries, until they get that message and stop being so arrogant and maybe getting rid of a criminal like Netanyahu, and until that happens, I'm afraid that this is just going to continue, you know, because they are bullies, Israel. And they're using it, like we're their big brother, the United States, their big brother, even though the big brother is controlled by, kind of like pulled around by his nose.
Yes.
And it just keeps on going on. And unfortunately, people just don't seem to understand this in this country. As far as the Christian Zionists, they're just as bad as the Jewish Zionists. I mean, these are fanatics. These people think that their Messiah, Messiah that they believe in. The Jews believe in some other kind of Messiah. The Christians, of course, think Jesus is going to return to he's going to sit atop of the Temple Mount as his throne after the world is completely. I should laugh, but it's just so crazy. And people actually believe this after the world is actually destroyed in Armageddon. As if there's anything to sit in a throne for.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because Jesus did try and come back, but he got chopped up and sold for medical experiments by Planned Parenthood.
Oh, God. But the sorry thing is people, I believe that both Pompeo and Pence actually believe this nonsense. You know?
There are unfortunately a lot of people, and this especially among the Christian Zionists, who are absolutely convinced if they can bring about Armageddon, that, yeah, Jesus is going to come on down and invite them all up to the big house. They're all going to get raptured up to heaven, and everything will just be hunky-dory. And it's amazing how many people, how many entire churches are based on this idea of actively working to bring about the end of the world. And it's a little bit scary that people like this are allowed to drive the streets.
It's not just that. There are people actually in high places that believe this.
Yes.
Dribble. You know, it's like I said. And now the only way you're going to bring about something like that is it a thermonuclear war.
Exactly.
It's just the country to give you that thermonuclear war if you keep on pushing them and pushing them. China also, but I don't think China has the ability to totally annihilate us. I don't think they have that many weapons, but Russia does, and we have, of course, to do it to them. So plus, we could really destroy
them. You need to understand, China may have fewer nuclear weapons, but they're a lot bigger and a lot more powerful because of the notorious inaccuracies of their missiles. If China were to hit Oahu with one of their standard nuclear weapons, the entire island would vanish.
You're saying they have larger weapons than the U.S. and Russia then?
Yes. Yep. They do.
It's not a
Russia and the United States. Okay, Russia and the United States have moved away from the really powerful strategic nuclear weapons, and the emphasis has been on tactical nuclear weapons of smaller yield. Because the targeting has shifted away from huge population centers, obviously to military facilities, which are a lot smaller. And you want to take them out completely, but you don't need 3 megatons to do that.
I see that, for instance, what's his name, Mr. Ong there in North Korea?
Yeah.
Supposedly the thing that destroyed that mountain, or destroyed a good portion of that mountain, was a 100-megaton bomb. I mean, geez.
I don't think so. I think it was multi-megaton, but there's only ever been one 100-megaton bomb that was ever built. That was the Tsar bomb by Russia, and they were so scared of it when they tested it, they dialed it back to 50 megatons.
You know, you really got to wonder whether, you know, about the sanity of the leaders of this world. I mean, you really got, especially the people we've got in this country right now, and what you've got in Israel, and you know, these people are actually madmen, and the EU too. So you know, part of the EU. It's just you know, it's a bad formula, right? This is worse than during the Cold War because
it is.
Understand?
And complicating, really, as I've said before, so many of these weapon systems are now automated and on computers. You could have a problem with the software. And something bad could happen before a human could even begin to intervene. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and I got a lot of news to get through today. So let's switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Does that mean all the bunkers won't be used by Nikki Haley and all them, so they'll let us go into the bunkers? So they're just going to be waiting outside, right?
I guess so. But, you know, I remember during the first Cold War, the government actually did maintain bomb shelters for the general population. They've all been allowed to decay. There's no more civil defense. They just don't care. They've got their bunkers, and the ultra-wealthy have their private bunkers. And they figure they're just going to wait it on out and come on out, and the world will be beautiful again. Of course, they could come on out to an absolutely dead biosphere, which means sooner or later, after they eat each other for a while, they're all going to starve to death, and that will be the end of the human race.
Because everybody will taste like chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike, stealth fighter for Russia's Su-57 And then the S-300 version 4 is what Syria got. And just because India is getting the S-400 doesn't mean the S-300 version 4 is less capable. It could be more capable because all has to do with radar upgrades and all these other things. So there's different versions of models, and Russia's not going to give their top-of-the-line S-400 with all the bells and whistles to anybody but Russia, you know? So got to keep that
in mind. That's generally the way it works. I think the main difference between the S-300 and the S-400 is the S-400 is larger and has a longer range.
And Mike, how long has it been now since Israel's flown a flight over into Syria? It's been like going on 2-3 weeks about now? So,
well, it's certainly they haven't tried it since the S-300 showed up. And, you know, Israel's threatening we're going to destroy those missile sites. They haven't tried yet. Part of the problem, of course, is that for at least the next 3 months, Russian personnel are operating those defensive systems while they train up the Syrian forces. And attacking Russian nationals, killing Russian nationals, is what escalated the situation in the first place. And I don't think either the United States or Israel wants to do that. But in the end, I think the most likely scenario is simply going to be that the United States will overwhelm the S-300 with a massive cruise missile attack until Syria runs out of the missiles. And at that point, Israel can fly back on in and destroy the sites on the ground.
Yeah, but you also have the S-200s over there that can take out some. You also have the Panzer S-1, which is short and medium range. So, I mean, they do have firepower. So if Russia activates their S-400 at, Latakia and... plus they got ships in the over there too. So yeah, I mean you'd have to overwhelm like 300 or so cruise missiles. But then that'd be just war.
But it's not like spending their own money to do it, right?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Mike, with India, it was $5 billion. They made a military deal, and they also are getting ships and stuff over the next couple of years. So they're making deals. Hey, Mike, what do you make of? I mean, I know you talked about Kay Bailey Hutchinson being the NATO ambassador, just saying all this crap, and then also that former Navy SEAL guy, the Zinke or whatever, the guy who's the Department of Interior. I mean, is it like just, ignorance or stupid? I mean, like, whatever happened to like? I mean, why would you just come out like now and say that as like a government? It's just like you come out, even like with Kavanaugh, like the Democrats, and you just. Everyone's just coming out and saying, like, crap now. You know what I mean? Like, it's in your face now. You know, there's no, like, behind.
Yeah, it is. Remember what George W. Bush said about catapulting the propaganda forward? That's what's going on here. It's just this massive, constant drumming of Russia, Russia, Russia into the eyes and ears of the American people coming from everybody. To sell the idea that this is a good idea, that this is a consensus opinion, but it isn't. It's an organized PR campaign to demonize Russia ahead of a potential conflict, which I think is going to be a horrible mistake.
Mike, real quick before I get off the phone, you remember on 9/11, Christy Tomlin, she used to be the governor where I live, New Jersey. She was the head of the EPA. Remember that bull crap report said, oh, the air was fine. And then, you know what I saw on TV today on a commercial? Like, if your child was, like, a victim from 9/11 for bad air quality, let's, like, a lawyer commercial. So we all knew the air was, what a joke, But she had, this is how, it doesn't matter if a Democrat or Republican, this is how deep these people go, like the deep state or just their class of people. They'll lie. That EPA report was phony. I mean, a building comes down, it's full of all kind of chemicals and poisons and this or that. And it's just like, and then you see this commercial, like how many years later? remember all the firemen and all the workers who were cleaning up the rubble? They all got, like, cancer, right? I mean, a lot of them.
Cancers, mesothelioma, of course, from all the asbestos. And of course, it saved Larry Silverstein a bundle of money because had 9/11 not occurred, he was being ordered to do a renovation of the entire complex to remove the asbestos. And that sort of thing had already bankrupted the owners of several other buildings in Manhattan. who'd received the same order. So Lucky Larry basically made out the terrorists solved his asbestos problem, and the insurance companies bought him a brand new shiny building.
Yeah, what a coincidence. He had a doctor's appointment that morning, but yet the doctor says he didn't have no appointment. So, I wonder if he got a phone call early in that morning, you know, or maybe the day before. You know, he knew. They knew. You know, they were all part of the, not all of them, but there's just, you know, they're not going to tell everybody. It was just, like, you get a phone call, don't go to work. That's it, you know. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to start with Joe in Tennessee. Joe, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
I saw about this car crash up in upstate New York, and it struck me as odd that that many people died and nobody survived it. Well, there's a story out today that an FBI informant in Terror Sting owned the limo company in question, and it was an Arab driver. And I just watched the National Transportation Safety Board have a press conference. They have yet to announce the driver.
Go. Got to put you on hold. I was watching the press conference as well. Got to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with Joe in Tennessee about this horrible limousine crash. And it's now come on out that the limousine had not passed its most recent safety inspection, was not even supposed to be on the road. Apparently, the driver was driving without a license. And now this other little wrinkle about how the actual owner of the limousine company is an FBI informant. Who was used to try and...
Go ahead. I sent you a link to your email from the Times Union story about the FBI informant who was involved in 9/11 and also involved in trying to set up four men to blow up a Jewish synagogue. And you can read the article yourself and see how ugly it is. The reporting of the story before I found out this was just odd that they never talked about the driver. It was always, and to have that many people die without any survivors, I have a feeling this was a suicide by some kind of a radicalized Muslim. And then I watched this press conference, and what a joke. I mean, all the questions were, when were the brakes inspected? Was it stretched? Did it get from... And I'm thinking, with this kind of information out there, nobody's going to ask him about the fact that the possibility that this was a form of terrorist attack or suicide mission. I mean, it bothers me. What bothers me most is the fact of the elephant in the room that's not being looked at. That to me stinks when I see that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. From the description of the seats inside the limo that had literally torn loose from the floor, it was obvious that it was traveling at a very high rate of speed when it impacted.
And it hit killed two people like pedestrians. So maybe he was gunning for them too. He figured, I'll take these people down along with the ones in my truck or my limo. This thing really stinks. I don't understand why, when something like this happens, the NTSB gets in there. I'd rather have the local police and the local fire department tell us what happened, because when you send in the federal agents, no matter what branch of the federal government it is, their primary purpose is to cover stuff up and control the information. And that's what I saw in that press conference. I've seen it before, and it stinks.
Well, we saw it all on TWA 800 between the NTSB and the FBI. They were out there absolutely, you know, pushing the official story. Anyway, Joe, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Frank in London. Frank, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was wondering if one of the attributes of joining the Democratic Party, you have to be clinically insane. Now, they're talking about looking to impeach Judge Kavanaugh. That's impossible. They haven't got the power to do it. I can't see where they get the political power to do it. And
well, if they succeed in taking the House of Representatives in the November elections, then as soon as the new Congress seats in January, they can impeach him. But whether they'll have the votes to remove him in the Senate is very much in doubt. It's going to be like Bill Clinton, who was impeached but not removed. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call, Frank. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.